welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Over online at philhenryshow.com, we have the largest archive of any single radio show in the world, and that is the archive of the Phil Henry Show going back over 15 years with some incredible radio shows, as commented on by the New York Times, among others. I would like to mention some names, drop some names. I won't do that. I'll just encourage you to listen to what we got over there. And you do it with a backstage pass. It is entirely affordable. As I say, there's only one better buy on the internet, and that's porn. But other than that,
I wish you wouldn't make that comparison. But
yeah, well, that's, you know, Margaret, you don't have to listen to that.
Well, I have to listen to that. I'm on the program, and I don't think it's a decent comparison.
Well, what do you want me to say? You were here a moment ago talking about how you're going to be singing, you know, your adult set, having to do with the way somebody smells, and
I didn't say the... Yes, I'm doing The Smell of Love, and I'm doing Blow Bob's Love to Me, but that's it.
No, you're doing more than that. You're doing a whole set, so don't give me a hard time. Anyway, go over to philhenryshow.com, and while you're there, visit our online store. We have the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie, the Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt. Where is Ted these days?
Yeah, I don't know, man. He hasn't been around. Ned called up, got to get him on.
Yeah, I mean, he's usually on the show. Oh, tomorrow night is Friday. He's usually on Friday night, so
want to make sure?
Yeah, call him up and bug him and tell him that he's supposed to be on. Otherwise, he'll start screaming at me that I didn't remind him. Anyway, the Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt and hoodie. We also have a number of other things, including all of our Best Of CDs. In fact, if you're watching Phil TV in HD, right behind me is the Miami Best Of CD. It's gone now.
That says Atascadero State Hospital.
That's different. There was a slide that said, Phil, I'll show it to you later. Here. This is our Best Of CD from Miami. See it? And this slide of our Best Of from Miami, there, WIOD, that is available as a download. We do not have the hard copy. We don't have the case, the CD case, or anything like that. What are you looking at, Margaret?
Well, it sounded like someone farted.
Yeah, it did.
Maybe it was the paper. Well, you gonna bring that up in the middle of the show?
Sorry.
So anyway, visit us at philhenryshow.com and check out the online store, and you'll just love it. Someone farted.
Sorry, that's what it sounded like. I'm a reporter, Phil. I've got to be completely honest and open and candid. I have to let people...
Really? Well, you aren't that honest and candid and open when you're in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's entirely different.
Well, I don't know. All right, seven foods that won't be the same if trans fats are banned. Take it easy, will you?
Well, that's entirely different for you to bring something like that up.
No, it isn't. You talk about a fart.
At least I'm not sitting here going, you talk about a fart! Why don't you back it down a little bit, bud, all right? Everyone can hear you in the next state.
All right, take it easy, okay?
You know, Miss Ellie, telling people to take it easy, they ain't taking it easy.
Well, then maybe I ought to start belting somebody around here. Seven foods that won't be the same if trans fats are banned.
I know somebody who won't be the same. Margaret.
Is that...
Ow.
Watch it.
All right. On Thursday, the Food and Drug Administration announced that it is moving towards significantly limiting...
I don't like that comment either.
Will you let it go? You gotta let some of this stuff go. And Bud... On Thursday, the Food and Drug Administration...
What if it was you?
What if it was me, what?
You know, you're on your diet. By the way, how's that going?
Yeah, what calorie are you at now?
What do you mean, what calorie am I at right now?
What calories did you do today? Yeah, you keep it on a daily record, aren't you, Mr. Ernie?
Yes, I do.
How many calories today?
Today, I'm at 1,600 calories.
Really?
Yeah, 1,600 calories. Yesterday, I did maybe a little bit more, 1,750 calories yesterday. And that's what I do, man. I mean, I'm, you know, after blowing it out here during the summer and picking up 20 pounds, I'm back to, you know, dropping the weight again. So I'm only doing, you know, at the most 1,700, 1,800 calories a day now. And that's fine. I can live with that, you know. But when I get down to the target weight, which, as you know, is around 200, 205 pounds.
How much do you weigh now?
I don't want to say.
Oh, man. Did you pig out?
Don't worry about how much I weigh. Right? At least I'm the only guy around here that I can see who's taking care of his health at all. I'm the only guy eating healthy. Every time I follow you guys around, there's Frito-Lay bags laying everywhere.
Yeah, man. The Frito-Lay and that and a cheese.
That cheese that you eat with that Fritos, you know, the cheese, the
Yeah, it's a cheese dip.
Yeah, that is going to congeal in your guts, and you'll never have a bowel movement again. I guarantee you.
No, wait. What are you talking about?
That jar of cheese they sell with the Frito chips.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah, me too. It's got a jalapeno in it and everything.
Well, it may have the jalapeno in it, which will probably save you, although in saving you, it will be like passing hydrochloric acid. But that cheese, I can look at that stuff, and it says they might as well call that colon cement. What are you laughing at?
That was very funny.
Colon cement, huh?
Yes. It'll cement your... Frank says that stuff will cement your ass.
All right, take it easy, okay? With the whole cement your ass.
That's you just said take it easy again.
Right, and I'll keep on saying, that's the word that I use. That's the phrase that I'm going to use now, take it easy. Okay, we all done with the cheese and the Frito bags?
You brought it up.
Well, you guys are asking me about my diet, okay? And that's what I'm eating. I'm eating healthy, and I'm not eating Fritos, and I'm not eating Lay's potato chips, and I'm not eating... What else did I see? I saw bags of Snickers. I saw bags of Butterfingers. You guys are nuts.
What? Watching a football game.
No, I understand that. I mean, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, but don't be giving me a hard time about what I'm doing. Anyway, the agency decided... Oh, so here it is. The FDA announced that it is moving towards significantly limiting, more or less banning, trans fats from foods in the U.S. Now, what are trans fats? Trans fats are a byproduct of partially hydrogenated oils. By bubbling hydrogen gas through oil under certain conditions, manufacturers can turn liquid oils into whatever saturation or thickness that they desire. Such partially hydrogenated oils have become popular because they give foods taste and texture. And in the 1950s, trans fats emerged as a way to increase the shelf life for processed foods such as baked goods. So it's also a preservative. However, they've also been linked to major health problems such as coronary heart disease, since trans fats build up plaque in the arteries that can be contribute to a heart attack. In 1999, the FDA first proposed that manufacturers disclose, the amount of trans fat on nutrition labels, but that did not become a requirement until 2006. Now, after reviewing studies on trans fats, the FDA issued a Federal Register notice, which is preliminarily determination that PHOs are no longer, that's partially hydrogenated oils, are no longer generally recognized as safe. The public, includes scientists and other experts in nutrition and health, have 60 days to comment on the FDA's conclusion. And if after that time the agency still deems that trans fats are unsafe, manufacturers would need to get FDA approval to use PHOs and trans fats in their products. Foods that contain unapproved food additives cannot legally be sold and therefore are banned.
Well, I don't have a problem with it. The problem that everyone gets into is the cost. How much is this going to cost? How much more money are they going to tack on to things? And the manufacturers use this as... What's wrong with the television?
Oh, that's Time Warner Cable. That's the marvelous service that we have from Time Warner. I can't wait to get rid of you guys. I swear to God. Every time... you can't leave a TV set on around here without it just going nuts. And when we get DirecTV in here, man, it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. I got news for you.
Well, when's that going to happen, Phil? You've been talking about that for years.
No, I haven't. I haven't been talking about it for years. Look at this. It is absolutely the worst, I'm telling you. So, yeah, when we get time, I'm going to put the satellite dish on here, on this here building, and then we won't have to sweat this garbage can reception we get from Time Warner Cable. You guys spend less money on the commercials you do about Enjoy Better and all that bull crap, and start fan out, man, like Jay Sano says, you know?
Yeah, spread out.
Spread out and fix something. All right, we'll be back with more on trans fats here in just a moment on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Trans fats, are they about to be outlawed? How's that going to make the popcorn taste? How's that going to make, everything taste, man? It's going to taste like, you know...
It'll taste like there's no trans fat in it.
Exactly. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Sometimes I feel a little mad.
World famous Phil Henry Show, and welcome back here. All right, trans fats and all that stuff. You know, I could talk forever, man, about diets and taking weight off, because I lost 90 pounds. I mean, that was a big thing for me. I never doubted that I could do that, but my doctors did. You know,
Your doctors? Good Lord. What, did you have a staff of these people standing there at the bedside with the...
Yeah, it's like you're the president or something.
No, I didn't have a staff of them. I mean, I had two. I had one for certain things and another one for another thing.
And what would those be?
None of your business. How about that? Okay?
Sorry.
Yeah, you got it. None of your business.
Probably has something to do with a penis.
Ow! I'm gonna throw you out into traffic, man. I'm gonna throw you out into the ocean. Huh? How would you like that? I'll take you out in a boat and I'll drop you about a mile out, man, and let you swim back, which of course you won't be able to do.
I didn't mean it. I'm just saying stuff that...
Yeah, uh-huh. You're saying stuff that what?
Thinks it's all shock jock and everything.
Yes, he wants to be a shock jock.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you ain't it, bud. So, those days are over, shock jock.
All right. I always talk about you having to have your penis looked at.
What did I just say to you, man? 7 foods that won't be the same if trans fats are banned. So, what are these foods? Well, let's take a look, shall we? Donuts. Without trans fats, they may become more oily. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
Well, oily?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they are anyway. How did they make donuts back in the day before trans fats? And what do they mean, trans fats? You mean they're mixing in this slop? Oh, God. Why don't you guys just use lard? You know, because it has that consistency.
Well, the lard probably is less fat. Well, it's not less fat, but it doesn't adhere.
Yeah, it won't stick to the arteries.
You know, the whole thing with this, the argument with this is as follows. And you find people talking about this stuff. Well, now, shouldn't I be allowed to eat what I want to eat? Sure, you can eat whatever you want. You can eat whatever you want. Go out and buy a bunch of crap and make your own donuts. How about that? But according to the law and the Food and Drug Administration, the mandate that the Food and Drug Administration was set up by to adhere to is that if you're going to sell stuff, if you're a manufacturer of food for the public, so you're selling food to the public, you can't put poison in it. And they're essentially saying that this is a poisonous product.
Well, not going to kill you right away.
It ain't going to kill you right away, but it is a product that, far from meeting the requirement of keeping you, you know, fueled, far from the requirement of it keeping you alive, it being a food product, so one would assume that that's what it's supposed to do. Yes, it's a fun food, and it's enjoyable. Let's eat some donuts. It makes us feel good, and I love donuts. And people can argue, well, now, eating donuts, this is not a healthy thing anyway, so where do you get off saying that there's not going to be any trans fat in it? The difference is the following thing. You can eat donuts and control your weight, and even control the vitality of your health while you eat donuts. But if you're eating donuts with trans fats in them, the FDA's position is, it doesn't matter how well you take care of yourself. You're compromised. Your body has been compromised physically by this ingredient, and there ain't a whole hell of a lot you're going to be able to do about it.
Well, if you're the trans... Well, you don't have to eat them.
Well, you don't have to eat them, exactly. You don't have to eat them. Don't eat anything with a trans fat in it. If the trans fat is in there and it's jamming your arteries full of all of this gunk, then what are your chances of surviving that without a heart attack or a stroke? And number two, how do you get rid of that without a doctor going in through major surgery and clearing that out? Better that that stuff not even be in your food, is what the FDA is saying, because it's a poison. So that's really what we're talking about here. And people that are talking about, I have the right to eat what I want to eat, you have every right in the world. In fact, if you want to go and find the ingredients to make a donut with trans fats in it, if you want to take hydrogenated oil and partially hydrogenate it and turn it into a trans fat, go ahead and do it, man. Knock yourself out. But if you're going to sell that slop to the public, now you have to go through a certain process because you're not allowed to sell poison to the public. And
what about cigarettes?
Well, cigarettes are a great example. Now, the problem with cigarettes is that we've gotten so used to smoking cigarettes, and nicotine is such an addictive product that it's taking, I should say it's not taking, that the government, legislators, the FDA, etc., are taking a longer time affecting the prohibition of cigarettes, because you'll have a riot on your hands, man, if you don't let cigarette smokers have their smokes. I know, I used to smoke. And when I smoked cigarettes, I tried to be as polite as I could. I tried to keep away from people. I understood that it, you know, secondhand smoke, all of that stuff. And certainly no one had any qualms about letting me know just how distasteful they found the whole, you know, total strangers walking up to you, and you've heard the stories. However, if somebody tried to take those cigarettes away from me, I don't give a damn how big. They could have been 18 feet tall, man. They would have had a fight on their hands.
Because of the drug addict aspect, Phil, that's what I'm saying. The cigarettes turned you into a mauling animal. Now, let me just finish this, all right?
But, Margaret...
Let me finish this, because I saw this. I saw this with Frank and some of his friends in show business. Because back in the early days of show business, Phil, it wasn't marijuana, and it wasn't cocaine. It was heroin.
Yeah, I read all about that.
Let me just tell you. I saw friends of Frank's crawling the walls, sweating it out, going into alleys, going into back... You don't even want to know. They'd do anything, and let me underline that word anything, for a fix. So I know that when you have an addiction like you had to the thing that you addicted to, not that you addicted to, but to...
The thing that I was addicted to.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what are you going to do that for?
Exactly, Margaret. You're making a great point, and then you belch.
I said I was sorry.
Well, that doesn't erase the memory.
Yeah, it's very traumatic.
Oh, the memory, is it? Oh, God, wait till I tell Frank. Phil has been traumatized by the memory of my belch.
And it's not very ladylike, either.
Well, excuse me, Daddy, but I'm not exactly your typical lady.
So we've noticed.
And what does that mean?
Just finish what you're saying, please.
I'm saying that you were a crawling, sweating, grabbing, grasping drug addict. And you would have killed your own mother? You would have...
I got news for you. While I was a drug addict in terms of the addiction of nicotine, the addictive qualities of nicotine, there's no question, I wouldn't have sold my own mother. Okay? I would have found a cigarette. You can buy them, and I would have bought them. Or I would have bummed one. Or I would have done something.
Would you bust it into a place like that guy did in the days of Wine and Roses?
Yeah, remember when that guy did that?
You'd be Jack Lemmon in the days of Wine and Roses, kicking in a window to get your dirty, filthy cigarette.
No, I would not be kicking in any windows. Why don't you get your head out of the movies and out of paperback novels, and let's get real, okay? Regardless of what you saw when Frank was in the show business end of things with his crawling, screaming, drug addict, heroin-addicted friends... Wait till I talk to him about that one.
Please do.
But I will say this. If someone tried to take my cigarettes away from me or said, you can't have any cigarettes, you may not buy any cigarettes, you may not smoke any cigarettes, I would have said, you better go and get, like, the first Marines or something, because you are not going to stop me. I'm going to have my cigarette. That's how addictive the cigarettes were, and that's how much I needed my smokes, and that's how much I was going to have my smokes regardless. And so what I did is I kept it as far away from people as I could until my home became just... You've been in my house back when I smoked.
It stunk of cigarettes, everything. And your clothes did, too.
No, I know that. I smell that now. Now that I'm a non-smoker, I smell cigarettes a mile away. I can smell them when I have the window rolled down and I'm parked at a stoplight. I can smell the cigarettes coming from someone's car. The difference between me and most of these non-smokers is it doesn't bother me. I don't scream at people. I'm not rude to people. I don't yell at them. Frankly, I inhale a little bit, you know.
And you're not afraid of the secondhand smoke?
Oh, get out of here with a save. You know what, man? If I don't have cancer, if I'm going to get cancer, I'm going to get cancer. I gave up the smokes after 40-plus years of smoking, growing up in the San Gabriel Valley, breathing that pollution day in and day out, then 3 packs a day by the time I finally wound up on my back in a hospital... And I don't have lung cancer. Now, I ain't saying I ain't going to get it, but...
Dad, you had to survive a lot of stuff there, I'll tell you that. That's pretty good, man.
Thank you, bud. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Here, give me 5.
All right. What's that on my hand? You dirty...
I bet that's PHO. No, it's just water.
P-H-O.
Did he put a trans fat on your hand? That's what I thought he did.
No, he didn't put any trans fat on my hand. He knows not to do that because he likes living. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. 855-500-7445. We'll be back here with Twitter, news of Twitter's stock price, and other fantasmic news, including that typhoon in the Philippines. Man, that looks pretty weird. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Visit us online, man. Be a part of the BSP family. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. We have on the line here Karen Deauville and family. I think they're traveling where?
They're going north up to Philadelphia, I think.
Karen, how have you been? I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Oh, Phil, we're on our way up to Philadelphia. We're going to see Herb and Jerry's parents. We're having such a ball listening to you, and we just wanted to come say hello to you, and I wanted to comment on the topic that you're on. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. Fine. First of all, I want to know, where are you guys?
We're in Clinton, right, Jerry? Yeah, we're in Clinton, Maryland, and we're on our way over to go to Philadelphia, but right now we're passing through here to see Jerry and Herb's parents. But we're having a ball listening to your show. I wanted to talk, if I could, but I don't want to butt in.
No, we don't have any guests right now. What did you want to say?
Well, you know something, Phil? It is, and Jerry, I know you want to say something. Because Jerry, my brother-in-law, Herb's brother, he doesn't eat a lot of the things you think a lot of the people that come from the South eat. Because both of these guys come from Kentucky, and they were raised very, very poor. Well, I want to tell them, I have, Phil... I don't want to say. Here, let me give it to Jerry.
Hey, Mr. Henry, how are you?
Hi, Jerry. What's with your sister-in-law?
She doesn't want to tell. You don't want to tell? She don't want to say right now, but the reason why I wanted to get on, just jump on the phone with you for a second, Phil, is to tell you that Herb and I both, we grew up in a very, very poor part of Kentucky, and we had no real plumbing. And all of the stereotypes you hear about living in the backwoods of Kentucky were very true of our family. And we were raised on all of that very traditional cooking, sorghum, possum, you name it. We used to grow our own roots and everything that you can think a poor family gets by with, that's what we would do. Today, however, and since I turned 18, I've made a promise to myself that I would only eat cut broccoli and cut cauliflower and drink rainwater. Only fresh cut broccolis. I'm a complete vegetarian. I have been for a long time.
I've seen a picture of you, Jerry, and you are a big guy. You know, there's nothing small about you.
No, that's absolutely right. But I'm telling you that I don't eat any fats. I don't eat anything that is not a fresh cut broccolis. I love broccoli, cauliflower, celery. Karen, what else?
He loves to have the fresh cut, the rutabagas, and the turnips.
Yes, turnip. I love to put salt on a turnip. And I have, the only thing I drink is rainwater. And not only rainwater, but I also drink distilled water and that. So I don't know why I'm big and fat. And I think the reason is probably genetics. It may have to do with a hyperactive thyroid. I'm talking to Herb. Herb's the same way. Herb is the same size as me. And yet, he's exactly the same size as me, as a matter of fact, wouldn't you say?
A lot of people... Hold on. Let me take the phone, because I want to talk to my buddy, Phil. Phil, this is Karen.
Go ahead, hon.
A lot of people think that Herb and Jerry are twins, although I don't think they look anything like each other, but they're very, very similar in body type. The funny thing of it is that Herb eats just about everything that you were talking about, the donuts and all that, and Jerry doesn't.
And they're the same size, and one of them is eating nothing but garbage. I don't understand that.
Well, that's what we mean. We think it's like a genetic thing. Here, I'm going to get the phone back.
Yeah, okay, Phil. But,
well, how do you feel?
I feel great. I think I look good. I get up in the morning.
You feel you look good. I'm not saying you're not an unhandsome man, Jerry, but you are a big guy. Not fat, but just big, you know?
Oh, I know that. But when I get up in the morning, I look in the mirror. I think I look good. I think I feel good. I hit the street very confident. I have lunch. I'll give you an example of lunch I had. I had a turnip soup and, again, distilled water or purified water. And I have...
Reminds me of that guy from Dr. Strangelove.
Who's that again?
The guy in Dr. Strangelove. He only drank grain alcohol and rainwater.
Oh, okay. I'm not a big movie buff, but all right.
But he was a little psycho. I'm not saying you are.
No, I think I look good. I feel good. Herb, on the other hand, he eats all of that, don't you, Herb? He's been laughing himself sick here listening to your program. He's sitting in a corner. Here, take it.
I want to say one thing, because I have, Phil, if I was on your program and I was sitting there with Bud and Margaret and everybody, and hello, Margaret, is she there? I want to say hi. Hello, Margaret.
Yes, hello.
She hates me.
No, I don't hate you at all, dear. You're just a motor mouth, and I try to do other things when you call.
Okay, all right, I'll get off really fast. I just want to say this, Phil. If I was, I'm a motor mouth, so I got to get off.
Yes, you're motor mouthing right now. You're like, that's the way it sounds.
All right, Margaret, okay. Phil, what I want to say is, if I was on the panel with you and everyone, I would say the following thing. I have a big ass, okay? And Herb, you love it, don't you, honey, if he's nodding his head. Herb likes my big butt. And Jerry, if you wouldn't have a problem if we were married, would you?
No, ma'am.
I've got a big butt. And yet, I eat more like Jerry. I eat very healthy. I eat lots of salads. I always have a tab. I guess you'd say I'm a stereotype, you know.
Yeah, so you're eating, you eat like I do. I eat a lot of salads, and I eat my diet soda. But you still got a big rear end, huh?
I've got a big rear end. So that's why, I think it's genetics. Oh, Herb's shaking it. Honey, it's got to be genetics, honey. Okay, we're going to go. Jerry wants to say goodbye.
Hey, Bill, listen, do you ever get into the Baltimore, Maryland area at all?
Oh, no. I'm in D.C. occasionally.
Oh, you got to come see us because we will show you, get you out here and get you some of those Chesapeake oysters and everything. I think you'll love it so much. And we just get a hell of a kick out of listening to you, Phil. But just remember that. Fresh-cut broccoli, fresh-cut cauliflower, turnip soups, turnip stews, that's all I ever eat. And as a result, I feel good, I look good. People tell me I look like a fat ape. Just like that man was saying, the gentleman you had on talking about that football player being some kind of a running ape. People tell me I look like a damn ape, but I feel good and I look good.
Okay, Jerry, thanks so much. Thank you, Karen.
Oh. Goodbye, honey. Goodbye.
Oh, thank God.
What's wrong? She's a nice lady, you know.
Thank God.
Yeah, I like her. She's a very nice lady. And, yeah, she's got good energy.
Oh, good energy. She is the most motor mouth, and the woman's got nothing to say. Just...
You don't like her because she's got a lot of energy, and she's a very personable lady and a very nice lady. You know, I think with a person like that, what you see is what you get, you know?
Oh, well, that much is true. What you see is what she just did. And by the way, if what you see is what you want, maybe there's something you didn't see, which is the big ass that she just...
Well, I don't know. She said if she was on the panel, she'd talk all about her big ass. Okay, the only part of that that didn't make any sense to me was the fact that her brother-in-law there, Jerry, who eats fresh-cut broccoli and cauliflower and turnip soups and stews, and that's all he's ever eaten since he was 18, and he's still big and fat.
Yes. That's why I think, by the way, I was going to belch, and I thought better of it, because this is such a repressive and fascist environment that I'm afraid to be who I am.
Margaret, nobody's telling you can't be who you are.
Yes, you are.
No. I'm just asking to have a little bit, a modicum of manners.
Why are your hands up in the air, Phil? You talk as if you're speaking to some aborigine. That's the word you were looking for. Aborigine?
Australia? Yes, yes. Yes, I was. As a matter of fact, you're right.
Yes, Yvonne Guttlegong was an aboriginal. And you know why they call them that? Because they are original.
Aboriginal, though. Yeah, like the abnormal original.
No, that's not what that means, you jerk.
All right, so in any event, Congratulations, Margaret. You're right. Karen's a motor mouth. Her brother-in-law is a big fat slob. What do you want me to tell you, okay? I happen to like those guys, and we hadn't heard from them in a while, and I'm glad that they called in. And I don't know what it is, Jerry, with you and eating the fresh-cut broccoli, and you're still a big fat slob of a guy. But, hey, some people are like... And I got to tell you something. I'm fortunate because... You know, some people have those big bones. They can lose all the weight in the world, and they still look big.
Oh yes, I mean they're just like they got the wide hips.
Yeah. I mean, poor folks. So some people put that weight on because it just is. It's with the bone structure they have. It's better. You know, it's better that they. I guess that they have that weight. I don't know what it is. And some people with those, you know, the old joke used to be, oh, well, she's big boned with a great personality, and essentially what that meant was that she was sort of overweight, but hey, you know, don't worry about it because she's really a nice girl. Thank God I don't have, you know.
Well, what are you saying? People are big boned or they're like weird looking and stuff?
That's what Phil's trying to say, aren't you, Phil?
No, I'm not, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's people who have those big bones on them, or they have the wide hips, or they have...
Who's that guy that... Oh, that gay guy.
What gay guy?
What gay guy are you talking about?
You know, the guy's a wide guy.
Oh, that guy Larry Craig.
Yeah, Larry Craig! That guy... He bumped me.
That cat, I don't know who he thought he was kidding. I'm a wide guy and I bump? What is that about? Man, I've been to bathrooms my whole life. Public restrooms, public lavatories, men's rooms, from ball stadiums to hockey rinks to restaurants. I ain't never heard anybody say, you know, I bumped a guy by accident standing at the urinal. I mean, unless it's one of those really crap, but you're not going to talk about it. It's like, wow, I actually bumped a guy's foot.
Well, you're talking about just standing at one of those latrines, those filthy...
Yeah, we used to play like cigarette butt football.
Yeah, you'd play cigarette butt football.
Cigarette butt... What in the...
Oh, you know, yeah, that's right. Play called cigarette butt football. And what you do is you aim the...
All right, never mind what you do. I think you can figure it out. We'll be right back on a world-famous cigarette butt football. How well I remember. I was damn good at it. I'm kidding. We'll be right back here. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Look at Margaret's got to get up now.
Yes, I'm going...
Okay, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Woo!
Hey, welcome back. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Twitter soared 73% in stock market debut. Twitter shares soared Thursday as investors scramble to get a piece of what they hope be next block, but bet, bap, boop, bet, bet, bet.
Give me that. Read that like you... Twitter investors today.
I'll do it, Mark. Don't grab it out of my hands. I'm just being I'm being silly. And the reason why I'm being silly is that there is a line here that I think is funny. It says, investors scrambled to get a piece of what they hope will be the next blockbuster social media company after Facebook. What they hope will be the next... It is. I don't know how many users there are on Twitter, but Twitter is every bit as influential and as significant in the culture today as Facebook. Don't even worry about it.
Well, why? No, I don't agree with you, because I don't hear people talking. Twitter doesn't have the brand. There, I moved away from the microphone. Is that all right?
Is this what we're going to be dealing with every night?
No, what are you doing?
I told you already.
Yeah, you told me it's a healthier thing to let a belch go, but I just...
Let me just continue, Phil. You're going to do a lot better if you just let these things happen so I can continue with my thinking, which is as follows. Facebook's brand is far more significant. The Facebook brand, think of it. A movie has been made about Facebook. Hello? There's no movie about Twitter. No one is talking about Twitter as what a great idea. It is a great idea, but Facebook led the way. Facebook led the way.
Facebook is losing, by the way, its teen users, or its pre-18, or whatever you want to call it, users. The 17, 18, and under crowd, they're not using Facebook as much. Now, there's some discussion as to why that is. Is it because, in other words, the numbers of teenagers using Facebook have dropped, and is that because the teens that were using it are now adults, and no new ones have come in? Or is it because teens suddenly just left, saying it's too lame around here, there's too many guys Phil Henry's age, and there's too many old people, and...
Yeah, probably a lot of that, too, you know.
Well, I mean, I've seen some of those comments from younger users saying, you know, I don't want to be here anymore because it's like my mom is on Facebook, and I got to friend my mom, you know. And I guess I understand that. You know, the world of what was it? I heard this guy on TV the other day say, you know, that cop that has the show?
Which cop?
The guy from Colorado Springs. What's that guy's name, Robert?
Oh, yeah, Joe Kenna.
Yeah, Lieutenant Kenna is a homicide detective.
Homicide Hunter, that guy's great.
Yeah, well, he was saying in one of these episodes, he said the one thing about teenagers, and he said this as it related to a crime, but he said the one thing about teenagers, no matter what, is their world is a world of secrecy. Their world is, when it comes to speaking to other kids their age, it's totally, totally between them. It's as down low as it gets. It's as, you know, just circumspect. Nobody's saying nothing. They don't even... And I remember this when I was a kid. One of the last things you were going to ever do is tell on a friend, you know. Now, fortunately, I never had to face any kind of moral dilemma like a friend of mine murdering somebody and, oh, God, what am I going to tell on the guy? But if somebody was in a house, using a house, drinking the booze, kind of teenager stuff, I wasn't about to go, you know, what are you looking at, Margaret?
Well, I hope that Jason J. Delmonico doesn't follow that lead, because when he's old enough to have parties at our house, and Frank and I are away on vacation, and someone knows something and doesn't say anything to me, I'll bring the pain. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you sound like you're all Carlito's Way and stuff.
Don't worry, I'll bring it. Because I will not have kids in our home using our bed and, oh, God. Well, what is funny about that?
Margaret, you always go to the same place. You go to the same place. You don't like all this lurid talk, but you go to the same place. Kids using your bed is, oh.
What did I say? Maybe they're drinking. I didn't say what they're doing in it.
Well, in any event, they do live in a world that is strictly theirs, and they don't want a bunch of adults sticking their noses in and finding out what they're doing. And I can understand, you know, I'm not trying to say, you know, I'm one of the kids, because I'm not, but I certainly understand if a kid says, I don't want to be on Facebook because my mom is on Facebook. How do you say no to your mother when she says, will you be from, you know, can I friend you, or, you know, friend request you or something like that?
Well, I don't know. You know, Jason J. Delmonico is on Facebook, and we are friends. And I share pictures with him, and I've also friend requested a lot of his friends, his little girlfriends, you know.
Yeah, but that's exactly what Phil's saying. It's embarrassed the hell out of him.
You got to be kidding me, Mark. You don't do that, do you?
What is wrong with that?
Margaret, don't you understand? You know, you're embarrassing him, friend requesting his friends?
You're asking to be a part of his little group of friends.
We share photographs. I don't know why that's so terrible. And I shared with them a lot of my favorite music, which was, in my day, the Turtles and the Beatles.
Oh, well, I'll bet they just dig that.
You are such a cynic. You know that?
Oh, come on, will you? Don't leave the kids alone, will you?
Oh, leave the kids alone. Let's leave the kids alone. And the next thing you know, you turn around and they've murdered 6 people, gutted them, and stuffed them and put them on display.
What are you talking about, man?
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, let's leave the kids alone, and they'll be writing your name in your own blood on a refrigerator.
Oh, come on, man. You got the most paranoid view of teenagers. Unbelievable.
Do you ever think of, like, Grand Theft Auto?
No, I don't. I trust kids, believe me. But I'm not like Bobby Dooley, who's with it and all that stuff.
No, you're not like Bobby Dooley. Oh, God, you know, I've never asked her about that. I bet you she's just a pain in the ass to her sons. You know?
What do you mean?
I'll bet you she's, like, friend requesting, and she's hanging with him because she's with it, and she's now...
No, I'm not that bad, but Jason J. Delmonico, myself, and his little friends, we're all a little group, Phil, and...
Oh, yeah, have you asked your son about that?
I don't need to ask my son. You know, I don't like where this is going.
You don't like where this is going because I'm getting into some areas that you may not like the answers.
Oh, so in other words, my blood will be on a wall or a refrigerator.
No, not what a ridiculous, asinine statement. No, I'm saying Why don't you just back away from the little group of friends that he has and not be involved?
Because my son would say, you know what? I'm going to...
Look at you bawling. Are you nuts or something, Mark? You got to grow up about these things, man. Your son doesn't want you hanging out with him on Facebook. Face it.
How dare you say... Just get out to face the reality, Miss Gray.
Yeah, face it.
Oh, I hope, I swear to God, I hope they do open up a new wing in hell with a suite with your name on it.
Well, I mean, I kind of feel bad for them.
Well, you know what, man? Some adults have got to face the music. You're not one of the kids. Quit acting like it. And quit trying to be one of the gang. And quit trying to be friends with your kids' friends. Be your own age. Hang with your own people. Let kids be kids. And back off and quit bugging them. God. Talk about it. I mean, that would just creep me out, man. If my mom was... You know, it's one thing... And when I was a kid, I kept a journal because I wanted to be a writer. You know, I thought I was the next Jack London or something. And I had a journal. My mom would read it. It used to piss me off, man. Good thing I had a much stronger, you know, like fiber, much stronger moral fiber, or I would have been, you got it, Ed Kemper. Now then.
Oh, man!
I'm joking. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. What is this simpy stuff, bud?
It's Eddie Vedder.
Well, ain't that nice. Oh, he just sounds so sweet. Sorry, Eddie, I'm sure. It's a nice song. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. What I'm saying.